Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Mem, mitzvah 340. It's been a while since we last met, so let's just get back to what we're talking about. We're in Parshas Behar, where there are many mitzvahs relating to Yovel and Shemitah. Peppered within these mitzvahs are a couple of other general mitzvahs which have to do with Shemitah and Yovel. Like we have the Isra of Ona'ah, the Isra of taking advantage of someone, of ripping people off. That's a separate mitzvah that applies even outside of Shemitah and Yovel, but it was said in this context because Shemitah and Yovel have a lot to do with finances in terms of items going back to their original owners. So the last mitzvah we had, 339, Shalom Hatess, was the Isser of selling a field in Eretz Yisrael forever. And today we have the mitzvah Saseh, Shin Mem, mitzvah 340, the mitzvah of lands returning to their original owner in Yovel. Included in this, as we'll see, are many of the details of the Psukim during Parshas Behar, which have to do with lands and houses and fields, all different types of elements that return or don't return in Yovel or before Yovel. The next mitzvah, 341, Be'ez Hashem, will be the mitzvah of Pidyon, what the Chinuch calls Pidyon, redeeming the Nachla during the first year, Shein Tocha Yir, for a year, the mitzvah of Pate Arechom, as we'll see. But the Minchas Chinuch treats these mitzvahs together, so we will have some overlap as well. Says the Torah, after discussing in Perek Chafhei, V'chi the TV says, Berchazilachem Bashana Shishis Vasas at Tuol Shlosh Hashanim. You have to keep Shemitah, you have to keep Yovel, and all the Isurim that we discussed at length already, all the Isurei Karka that are parallel between Shemitah and Yovel, and then the Perek Chavhei, Pazachav Gimel, ends, Vaha Aretz, Lo Simacher Litzmisus, Kiliha Aretz, the land shall not be sold forever, eternally, Ki Geirim Etoshavim Atemi Madi. Because you're Geirim Etoshavim, and therefore you can't keep things forever, as we'll return to in a minute. Uvachal Aretz Achuzaschem, Gu'ula Titnu La Aretz. In all of the land of your Achuza, which we said a couple of mitzvahs ago, the Mishnas Yavetz includes Eber HaYarden there, even though it does not have full Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it's Eretz Achuzaschem, Shvatim have an Achuzah there, and therefore these mitzvahs apply even outside the specific borders of Eretz Yisrael, if you include Eber HaYarden. So in all Eretz Achuzaschem, Geula Titnu La'aretz. You shall have Geula to the land. There shall be redemption to the land. Geula Titnu La'aretz. This, says the Chinuch, is the source for today's mitzvah. La'hashiv kol ha'karko, says the Chinuch, to return all karka. Bain, what does karka include? Bain bayis, osada, the karmu pardesim, a house, or fields, or vineyards, or orchards, bishnasa yovel, ba'alayan, below kesev, below machir, for free. Automatically goes back. Shneimar b'chol eretz achuzaschem gulat tetnu la'aretz, as we just said. Klomar b'chol eretz yisrael shehi achuzaschem gulat tetnu la'aretz and ve'inyi gula bi'er kasuv shiachzaras hakarka l'baylov, the land going back to its original owner. Mishar shi'a mitzvah. I've already discussed what the reasons for this mitzvah is. Let's just review for a minute, because it has been a while. Back in 10 mitzvahs ago, mitzvah Shin Lamed, the mitzvah of counting towards Yovel. That's where the Chinuch mentioned the messages of all lands returning to their original owners in Yovel. Let's review some of those important salient points. Mishar Shia Mitzvah al Tzad HaPshat, the Chinuch said that the shorish of the mitzvah is, one of the shorashim, is to remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. So, Ratzah Zem Lodiel Amoki Achol Shalom, everything's His, like the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, Ki Ger Mitoshav Matemi Madi, remember, you're a Ger Mitoshav. Like the famous story of the Chavetz Chaim. A guy passes through his house, where's your furniture? The guest asked the Chavetz Chaim, you didn't see anything in the house? The Chavetz Chaim says, where's your furniture? The guy says, I'm just passing through. Says the Chavetz Chaim, so am I. That's the message of this mitzvah. Ki gerim v'toshevim atemi madi. Nothing lasts forever. The land does not last forever. So Hashem wanted us to know that everything is His. Ula basof yashuv kol davar l'asher chafetzu l'zna b'tchila. And ultimately it will return to the original owners, as it says, ki li ha'aretz. And therefore, to teach us this, nothing lasts forever, it goes back. Also, by the way, the Chinuch says, it prevents people from thinking that stealing the karka of their friends will help, because even after Gzela, it will go back. So number one was the message of teaching that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge. Number two, V'inyan Zesho Yovel Domeksas, says the Chinuch, and it's similar, this mitzvah of lands all returning is similar to Shinog Lachsos B'malchus HaDa'ara, what happens in certain areas of the world, in certain kingdoms, that every once in a while the master moves people around so nobody gets too comfortable, like Yosef HaTzadik did in Mitzrayim. So the Mitzrayim didn't feel more comfortable than the Shvatim. Yosef moved everybody around so that nobody felt so secure. May Arya Betzuras Asher L'Sareim L'Haskulav Yiras HaAdon, to remind the population of the year of the Adon, so to hear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this in order to remind us. And the Chinuch also mentioned there, the unique number of seven and seven sevens and Yovel that we discussed then. The Mor Nevuchim we mentioned then also discussed how this is a social equalizer. Even though some people go up, some people go down in their financial brackets, ultimately your land will go back to you. And that is what is emphasized and wanted by the Torah. Again, so this is the mitzvah of land going back. The earlier mitzvah was the mitzvah of the counting towards Yovel. But today's mitzvah is the mitzvah of all lands returning to their original owner. Midini and mitzvah, back to today's chinuch. The chinuch says, I've already mentioned, but there are many different facets of the mitzvah. Some of these are even in the Torah Shebichzav. The differences you should know between selling a house in a walled city and selling a house in an open city. All right, those are psukim. Let's read those psukim for a minute. The chinah of the Torah tells us a couple of psukim later. The ish kiyim kar beis moshav ir choma v'aysa geula so atom shnas bim karo. These are different rules than any other house. If somebody sells their family house, they have 1 year, and it happens to be in a walled city, they have 1 year to buy it back. Yamim tiyegula so, 1 year. V'im lo yigael ad melo slo shana tima. If you don't redeem it within a year, then it stays forever with the buyer. V'kama bayit asher ba'ir asher lo choma latzmisus lakeone oselo derosav lo yete ba'yovel. Even though all other lands and houses return in Yovel, the bayis and the batir echoma do not return in Yovel. That's part of this mitzvah. This mitzvah is for all things to go back within by Yovel, and here for the land or the house to go back within the year if they buy it back. Then the Tareya Zubate Achatzirim Asher Ein Lohem Chomasaviv, houses in unwalled cities, I'll stay Haaretz Yechashev, they shall be like any other field, Geulati Yelo, they can be redeemed earlier before Yovel if the person has the money, Ubay Yovel Yetze, but by Yovel they go out automatically, even without Rashi as one word, b'chinam. So earlier it's yechashev, it's geulat yelo, and then in Yovel it is free. So if somebody has a year left Yovel, they probably won't buy it back because they can just get it back automatically in Yovel. So this is also part of the mitzvah. Batei arei choma. Interesting question. Why is it that batei arei choma of houses in a walled city have different halachos than houses in an unwalled city? Why is it in an unwalled city? Yeah, it goes back by Yovel. In a walled city, you have 1 year. If you don't redeem within a year, you're finished. Says the Ramban. Ba'avur, shemem kar beiso shel adam kasheh be'inav ma'od. It's very difficult for somebody to sell that their family heirloom house. V'yevosh b'men ob'eish yim karenu, and it's very embarrassing for them. The Torah wants to encourage them to buy it back as soon as possible, so that he doesn't have to suffer this embarrassment. Rotz tzad star sheyigalenu b'toch hashana harishona. Uba'avur, and ki adam l'sadeh ne'evan, v'menu yetzei lechem l'michyaso, but because, so that's why the Torah encourages him in the first year. And what about a field? A field goes back in Yovel because we ultimately want the fields to go back for people to work on. What about a house after the year? You might see even more embarrassing if they didn't redeem it within the year. The answer is, if you've lived already outside your house for a year, you've made somewhere else your house, mainly you're getting used to it. Aval abayis la'achar hayeyush sheshana sheshina di rasova amat shana b'bayis acher lo yazik lo kilotima michyato im yachlat. There's nothing, no harm going to be done. It's already been a year. You're probably over the embarrassment. Originally, we want to encourage you to do it so you don't suffer. But once the year finishes, so then we say that you cannot get it get back anymore. So he doesn't focus as much. He says at the end, why are houses different in the walled cities and the unwalled cities? Unwalled cities has the status of a field. It doesn't focus so much, though, on the reason for the walled city. It just focuses on houses versus fields. The Meshech Chachma says no. Walled cities were generally in strategic areas where there needed to be a defense system for the country. And that's where the walled cities were on the edges, and they were the strongholds. If, says the Meshech Chachma, all fields go back, all houses go back in Yovel, even walled cities. So what's going to happen in that walled city? Many transactions happen during Yovel. By Yovel, all different types of people are going to come back. They're not going to know each other. They're not going to be able to work together. It's not going to be safe. An enemy will be able to attack. So that's why in a walled city, for security purposes, you have 1 year. After that year, forget it. The buyer keeps it.
They're not going to know exactly how to work the city. And they won't be able to defend. And therefore, says the Meshech Chachma, you have to let the people keep it after 1 year. And he ends off and says, "Vizem muskal." That's known. It's obvious. Rav Kuperman writes, according to this idea, it makes sense why you go by Ari Chomami Mos Yoshua Ben Nun. Because those were the cities that were determined to be the security cities in Eretz Yisrael. That's the word Ari Chomami. He just adds that on the bottom. Okay, we continue. V'od Amr Zechronim L'Vracha B'mitzvah Zu. Says the Chinuch, Shemachar, what we just said, but a little more in depth. Shemachar bais b'bat Yerachoma la'echad. What happens if somebody, Reuven sells Shimon a house in a walled city, Shimon then sells Levi the house? The second that the year passes from when Reuven sold to Shimon, it's finished. You don't go by the next sale. Mipnei, She'inyan, continues the Chinuch, She'inyan mocher bais b'bat Yerachoma shu mukhla l'shana kin yiknasu, she'kansa tor l'mocher b'bdi chibas ha'aretz. The Chinuch has another idea. Bati Arechoma have a higher level of Kedusha than other cities, right? The Mishnah says this beferish in the first paragraph of Maseches Kalim. People who are Tami are sent out of Bati Arechoma. There's Kedusha in those cities. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, therefore, if you sold something and you don't buy it back, we're konis you. We want you to buy it back. Treat it with Kedusha. Chiba Sa'aretz. Umikiva Sha'amad Zulaso Shana. And since you've let it go for a year, Ra'uyhu, Sheyuchlad Gam Biyad Hasheni. Right? So then it's finished. It does not go back to you. Interesting, this has to do with Chiba Sa'aretz. There's a knas for the houses in Bati Arechoma because it has higher Kedusha and we treat it differently because of Chibas Ha'aretz. There are various halachas that we have because of Chibas Ha'aretz, just to mention two that come up explicitly in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us, famous Gemara, the Gemara in Menachas Daf Mem Dalad, in the terms of Hilchos Mezuzah, if somebody rents a house, does he have to put up a mezuzah? We know the chiyuv of mezuzah is chuvas hador, on the person who lives there. But when does a person have to put up a mezuzah? So if somebody owns a house, he has to put up a mezuzah right away, no matter where he is, even in chutz laretz. But if somebody rents, so we know that halacha according to Shulchan Aruch is, in chutz laretz you have 30 days, in Eretz Yisrael it is immediate. Hadar bepuntagi b'Eretz Yisrael, v'asocher bayis b'chutz laretz, kol shloshim yom patam an mezuzah. Even in Eretz Yisrael, if you're in a hotel, then you're not even there. You don't even own it at all. It's not even renting in halachic terms. So therefore, you're putter. But mikan ve'eluch chayiv, aval asocher bayis b'Eretz Yisrael, ose mezuzah la'alter. But even renting in Eretz Yisrael, you need to put up a mezuzah immediately, mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi says a similar idea to what the Chinuch says here. We want to make it very hard for you to leave. Therefore, if you come right away, we want you to put up the mezuzah right away. And then what? How does that make you hard? Because the halacha is you're not allowed to take your mezuzahs once you put it up. So if we make you put up your mezuzah right away, then you're not going to want to leave. And somebody else, you're definitely going to find somebody quickly to rent it to if you have to leave, because they're going to see the mezuzahs are up already. The Nim says Eretz Yisrael miyusheves. Okay, Rashi says a practical term, chibas ha'aretz. If you look in the Beis Halevi at the end of the Beis Halevi ala Torah, the end of Reishis, the end of Shmos, he has different pieces about different topics. He has one about cloth and duchsustis, different halachas of Stam. So there he explains this very differently. He says, no, because living in Eretz Yisrael is defined differently than living in Chutz La'aretz. Says the Beis Halevi, even within 30 days, if you're renting, it's considered keva. because everything is significant in Eretz Yisrael. Similar gives a mashal to Chiyuv Maaseres and Shabbos. If you don't have to take off Maaseres if you're eating something in the field. But the second Shabbos comes, you have to take off Maaseres. Why? Shabbos is koveya. What does that mean? Everything eaten on Shabbos has significance. And therefore you have to take off Trumas and Maaseres before you have that significant eating. Says the Beis Halevi, so too when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. Any type of life in Eretz Yisrael is considered keva, even if it's just renting, and therefore one has to put up a mezuzah immediately. So that's another halacha. So you have by bias by bate arechoba. And one has this halacha of mezuzah, and then one other, again, a well-known discussion, and that is the Gemara in Maseches Gittin and Bava Kamma, that if somebody has a chance to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael, and the non-Jew says, "Yeah, I'll sell it to you today," and today happens to be Shabbos, and he wants you to sign on the dotted line, even though usually there is an Issur Rabbanan to ask non-Jews to do malacha for me on Shabbos, Amir La'akum Shvus, but Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael, it is allowed. Lo gazru. Again, chibas haaretz, yishev haaretz, coming into halacha. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, at Simin Shin Vav. Mutter liknos bayis be'eretz Yisrael, min ha'eno Yehudi b'Shabbos. It's mutter to buy a house from a non-Jew on Shabbos. V'choseim u'ma'ale ba'arkaos shelahem. And you're allowed to sign. Now you can't do it in a daraisa, but one is allowed to have a non-Jew sign it, Amir La'akum, in order to make sure that the transaction goes through. So again, here too, Chibas Haaretz plays a role in the halacha of Bati Arechoma. Weiter. Mashamar Zacharna Lavracha. So as we know, the halacha is, just mentioned in the Chinuch, based on a Mishnah, that you have 1 year to redeem the house in a walled city. So what used to happen, the Mishnah describes in Maseches Arachin, that on people used to wait for the last day, as is wont, right, people's natures haven't changed, they wait for the last day, they say the last day they're going to go buy it back, and what used to happen, the buyers used to go on vacation, they used to hide out on the last day, so that the sellers couldn't find them, and then a week later they'd come, "Oh, I'm so sorry, yeah, you couldn't buy it back, sorry, the year is up." That's what used to happen. So Hillel made a takana that on the last day, if the seller comes and wants to buy back his house, and he doesn't find the buyer, he could just deposit the money in Beis Din, and that's enough. Imigia yom shnei masar chodesh velo nimsa halokeach liftos bimenu hariz eminiach maosa beBeis Din v'shover es hadeles v'nichlas labeisa. He could go into his house. That is the halacha quoted in the Mishnah in Maseches Arachim. This Mishnah is the basis of a fascinating discussion that comes up in a number of places, and that's the sugya of Ones Besof Hazman. If somebody has a certain amount of time to do something, and they procrastinate, and then at the last moment when they're really going to do it, there's an Ones. Somebody's going to daven. I'm going to daven mincha. Finally, at the end, there's an Ones occur. So is that called Ones? Does one have the patur of Ones if it's their fault that they waited to the last minute? There was an Ones. Lamai said there wasn't Ones at the end of the day. But they waited to the last minute. So is that considered their fault? Or somebody makes a shvua. The Rama writes in Yeridea, Simin Reish Lamed Beis. Somebody swears to do something during the following year. And they don't. And on the last day they're planning to do it, and an Ones comes. Did they violate the shvua? The Rama quotes two days. Misha Nishba Unadar Lasos Dabar B'Tok Shana. Obiyom Ploni Yesh Lo Laso So Miad. If you swear to do something, do it right away. The Rama says, giving you good advice. O B'Shachris K'Shiyagia Oso Ayom Shema Yishkach Acher Kach Lo Yasenu V'Yavro Nizho Shvuaso V'Im Lo Asuhu Miad Ki Amar Adain Yesh Li P'nai Laso. So if you didn't do it right away, you thought you had time, V'Shachach Onanas, and then you forgot. Interestingly, forgetting is called Ones, or there was actually an Ones, two days. Yesh Omrim de Mikri Ones, the Yesh Omrim de Lo Mikri Ones. Machlokas, whether it's an Ones or not. Who is the one that says it is not an Ones? It's your fault, it's not an Ones. You can't rely on the Patur of Ones if you waited the last minute. That's the Sefer HaAguda, one of the Rishonim, one of the more well-known Sefer HaAgudas. In the sugya, what is the Sefer HaGudas Raya? That if you wait to the last minute, that doesn't count. Our halacha, the Mishnah in Erechin, right? What does it say? Hillel had to make a takana that you could deposit the money in Beis Din. But 1 minute. This is the Ones Besof Hazman. What do you need a special takana to Rabbanan for? Memela, you have the Patur of Ones. Ah, it must be that you don't have the Patur of Ones. Really, it wouldn't work because it's your fault. That's why Hillel had to come and say, you know what, but we don't want to penalize you. We want this to go back to the real owner. That's why he needed to make the takana. But without the takana, we would say onis doesn't work. That's the raya of the aguda, that onis pasop aznam is not called onis. According to the aguda l'chora, one would say if that happened mincha time, you wouldn't be able to have a mincha, because that's your pshia if you waited the last minute. You can only make it up tashlumin when it is shogeg. But if it's your pshia, so then it's you can't rely on that l'chora. But many of the achronim, the Ramah, quotes this Aguda in Yeridea, but the Taz and the Ksos and others defend the other opinion. And they say, even if you want to say Onis, Pesof Hazman is an Onis, you still required the Takana, still required the Takana of Hillel. Why? The Taz says, maybe just on a practical level. The Taz says, because how would we really know if the guy went on vacation, if he's doing it on purpose? We wouldn't know if it's really an Onis or not. Any Romi can raya, says the Taz. Vada im haya yadua la Bezdin. If Bezdin knew that this guy was hiding out, then for sure, lo batas chusa shamocher bazeh. Elosh lu yuchal avarazeh. Vaitzorach lamicham edem kol hayom. Ulechapi sachar bachol ear, and may no matzah bivayis acher. Maybe he's somewhere else, maybe he's not hiding. That's why Hillel had to just make it, just for societal need. He had to make a takana to store the money and then the into Bezdin, right? Because you can't, the system wouldn't function otherwise. That's the Taz. The Ksos comes along and says that I have another answer, another way to get out of the Agudas Raya, and this gets us already into the Lumdis of Bate Arichoma. And that is, says the Ksos, what are you trying to do here? You're trying to say an Ones would pater? An Ones can never create something. An Onis could only not fault you for something. So what's happening here, says Exos? You're coming on the last day. So let's say without the Takana. Without the Takana, we would say the Onis doesn't work. Says the Exos, it's not because Onis Pesof Hazman is not an Onis. Onis is an Onis. Therefore, maybe you'd be able to get to Davin again, which is what we hold. We do hold that you Davin again. You make it after Shlumin. But you know what the problem is here? And this is a major machlokas, but we'll just mention the Exos today. The Kso says, by Bate Arichoma, the question of the Achronim is as follows. I'm allowed to redeem it within 1 year. Do we say that it's not a sale until the end of the year? And if I redeem it back within a year, so then it never took place. The sale never took place. Right? I prevented the sale from kicking in. It would have kicked in at the end of the year, a permanent sale. Or do I say, no, it was a full, complete sale right when I sold it. But the Torah puts in an implicit Tanai. There's a condition that you have to sell it back within a year if he comes to you. But the sale is complete. The Ksos holds the latter understanding. And therefore he says, the sale was complete. You're trying to undo the sale? So even if you want to say Ones is Shmei Ones, but the sale was done. So how could a later Ones undo the sale that happened earlier? That's why Hillel had to make the Takana. Not because Ones Pesof Hazman is not an Ones. Ones is an Ones. It just wouldn't be enough here. That is the Ksos. Others, though, as we'll see by the Shem tomorrow, the Nesivis argues, no! Bati Erechom, it's not even a sale until the year ends. We'll have to see the Rayas, but that is a part of the discussion of Bati Erechoma going back, lands going back, houses going back. This is today's mitzvah, Shin Mem, and also to be better the next mitzvah as we talk about redeeming within a year. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll continue with the other part of this mitzvah, the other mitzvah related to this, in the coming days.